As our Football Friday continues here on Albert Lea Radio, let's head south of the border, down to Iowa to talk Northwood Kensett football. Head coach of the Vikings, Trevor Hunt, joins us. And Trevor, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, before we talk about tonight's game, let's recap the game last week against GTRA, 60-6. GTRA with the victory. They were up a 42-0 at halftime. We talked about this last week, and I remember in seasons past, GTRA always a very good football team, and it sounds like they were pretty tough on Friday night.
Absolutely, and you know, it was kind of a repeat of a lot of things from the week before. When we got the ball to start it, got a first down, moving the ball, all that type of stuff, had a penalty that backed us up, but we were able to recover third down in order to try and get another first down, had a couple guys go to the wrong spot for blocking assignments and had to punt it away. And on their first play, we had the quarterback wrapped up in the backfield for a 5-yard loss, and instead he broke the tackle and went the whole way for a touchdown after that. And, you know, it was still right there within grasp at the beginning. It was just 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. And, you know, for the second week in a row, we were moving the ball, just not able to finish off drives. And, you know, defense kind of hunkered down there after that long play. We got an interception. That was a big kind of turning point that we moved the ball on again, and just couldn't capitalize on stuff. And then GTRA took some advantages of things there in the second quarter, and it just kind of went on from there. But, you know, really good football team that we went against, and you know, second week in a row of playing what I would think would probably be the two finalists for the district MVPs, with the last two quarterbacks that we went against. But it's just putting everything together, and we got to make sure that we're taking advantage of the opportunities that we're given, and when we're moving the ball, finishing off drives and not having them stall out.
Now, I'm looking at some stats again. 60-60 victory for GTRA. Rushing the ball, they ran the ball for 348 yards. Your team, 92 yards. Max Howe, four of them, 10 carries, 275 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He sounds kind of like a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, there's a couple of times where we had him wrapped up either for a loss or a short gain, but a tough runner, kept his feet moving, kept working through it, and was able to then break out of those tackles and those, you know, 1 or 2 yard loss or 2, 3, 4 yard gains turned into, you know, 15 or more yard gains then after breaking those tackles. So really good player. It's just when we were given those opportunities, we got to make sure that we're making those plays. And, you know, other times where he's used his quickness and got out into the open right away and just turned and went. So, you know, just combination of the things for really good player that we were going against, but also not given that many opportunities to make something out of nothing when we have those chances in the backfield.
60-6 loss against the GTRA last Friday. The Vikings now 1-2 on the season. They get ready for a road matchup against West Bend Mallard, the Wolverines. They come in 2-1. And Trevor, again, I'm looking back at the historical matchups. Again, Trevor Hunt, head coach of Northwood Kensett, with us here on Kate. And it seems like in recent memory, every game against a West Bend Mallard has been pretty close.
Yeah, and last year was the first time that I've been around when Northwood has played against West Bend Mallard. And that was a game where we jumped out to a 35-16 lead at halftime. And then they shut us out in the second half. And it was thanks to a muff punt with a little less than 2 minutes to go by West Bend Mallard that we recovered, that we were able to hang on for that 7-point victory last year that they battled back from. So, and they're a team last year that had a lot of juniors and sophomores that were starting, so they are almost the exact same team this year, personnel-wise, as what they were last year. And we expect a really good team that we'll be facing on Friday. They like to run, and that's what they want to try and do first, to set up that run, and they do a good job of coming right at you. You know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to be double tight on almost every single play. Do a lot of guard pulling with traps and blocks and down blocking, and they're going to come right at you, and they're always a physical team.
Yeah, looking at their running back, Max Furr, 355 yards, 7 touchdowns so far this season. Your team, of course, Lamonte Smith leading the way, 296 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah, last year, 35-28. Then before that, 2017, West Bend Mallard won 30-22. And then back in 2016, a 12-10 victory for West Bend Mallard. I have to ask you, Trevor, after a game like last Friday, 60-6 loss to a very good team, and this week I would call it a more favorable matchup, a pretty even matchup on paper. What do you tell your team after a loss like that on Friday as you get prepared for Friday's game against the West Bend Mallard?
It's just to keep working. We're making a couple of tweaks to our offense that we think is going to be something to give us a little bit more favorable matchups for this week. Just kind of like moving around some personnel and doing a couple of different things in our offense. And defensively, you know, we talked about how we had those times where we missed tackles or had a couple of guys have somebody wrapped up for a loss or a little gain that then turned into a big game of not being able to finish it and stuff. So defensively, you know, a lot of preaching of making sure that you're doing your job, reading your keys, and doing some things to make sure that we shore up our tackling. So that way it puts us in a better position defensively. But I feel like we have a really good game plan. It's just a matter of we got to come out and be ready to execute tomorrow.
Again, Northwood Kensett at West Bend Mallard. The Vikings 1-2. West Bend Mallard comes in 2-1. Again, head coach Trevor Hunt joining us here on a Football Friday on Kate Radio. And Trevor, like always, thank you so much for the time. Good luck, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you. Sounds good.